Time for the noontime news on this Monday, April 22nd of 2024. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Fee. Prosecutors told jurors that Donald Trump tried to illegally influence the 2016 presidential election by preventing damaging stories about his personal life from becoming public. The statement came at the start of the former president's historic hush money trial. A defense lawyer countered by saying that Trump was innocent and by attacking the integrity of the one-time Trump confidant, who's now the government star witness. The opening statements offered the 12-person jury and the voting public a roadmap for viewing the allegations at the heart of the case and Trump's expected defenses. And in other news, the head of Israel's military intelligence has resigned over Hamas's October 7th attack. Major General Aaron Haliva, the head of Israel's military intelligence, becomes the first senior Israeli figure to say he will step down over the failure surrounding Hamas's attack, which triggered the war in Gaza. It could set the stage for more resignations. Haliva said in October that he shouldered the blame for not preventing the attack, which broke through Israel's vaunted defenses. An independent review of the neutrality of the UN agency helping Palestinian refugees has found that Israel never expressed concern about anyone on the staff list it has received annually since 2011. The review was carried out after Israel alleged that a dozen employees of the agency known as UNRWA had participated in Hamas's October 7th attacks. In a wide-ranging 48-page report released today, the independent panel said that UNRWA has robust procedures to uphold the UN principle of neutrality. And a top concern for local election workers throughout the country this year is their own safety. A group formed after the 2020 presidential election, traveling the country, helping them prepare for what could lie ahead and making sure they are connected to local law enforcement. The Associated Press was granted rare access to one recent session in northern Michigan. The threats and harassment stem from the false claims made repeatedly by former President Donald Trump since his loss in 2020. He already has been attacking some election officials this year. The drumbeat has continued to an exodus of local election directors across the country. And that is a look at our world, the national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461. Or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust, to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Brian Frisk has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Brian Frisk.
Right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies. We've had a few sprinkles this morning, but nothing measurable, of course. We have 55 degrees, a northwest wind of 12 miles an hour. The wind chill does feel a few degrees cooler at 52. And again, 55, a wind chill feels like it's 52, but still not too bad of a day out there. We'd like to see the sun, but we'll take 55. The forecast for today, a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m. Cloudy early, then becoming mostly sunny. A high around 65, so we could see a warm-up here of 10 more degrees. West winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 30. Then tonight, a 30% chance of showers, mainly between midnight and 3 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 40, west to northwesterly winds of 10 to 20, gusting up to 30. We'll take a look at the forecast for the rest of the week. Temperature-wise, looks to be right around average or a little above average all week long. We'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Pru Refrigeration and Heating and Riverview Health.
An energy-efficient Train system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched Train components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Train. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Community members are invited to Riverview Health Senior Life Solutions Program open house on Wednesday, April 24th from noon to 2 p.m. at the Riverview Health Campus at 323 South Minnesota Street. Use door number 5 under the Senior Life Solutions sign. This program is designed to meet the needs of individuals typically 65 and older who are experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. To learn more about the services they provide, attend the Senior Life Solutions Program open house April 24th from noon to 2 p.m. For more information, call 218-281-9559. Now it's time to take a look at our state news. And, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture is offering farmers and livestock producers a variety of free and confidential tools to deal with springtime stress. Farmer and MDA spokesperson Meg Moynihan says the Minnesota Farm and Rural Helpline is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with trained professionals.
If there's something you need to get off your chest, if you're worried about something, if you wake up scared in the middle of the night, they are there, they are compassionate, they are wise.
One of the, on top of lending an ear, Moynihan says they can put you in touch with a greater degree of help if needed or wanted.
We have two counselors in Minnesota. They have a lot of experience working with farmers and agriculture issues.
And Moynihan says the experts are available for as many counseling sessions as possible for individuals, couples, and families. Farmers can reach the line at 1-833-600-2670 or text Farm Stress to 898-211. The state legislature is on a two-day break for Passover, and Bill Werner has a rundown of the biggest item still up in the air with 4 weeks weeks remaining in the 2024 session.
Backers of sports betting need buy-in from a number of stakeholders to pass a bill, and it's unclear whether it will happen this session. Negotiations continue on Uber-Lyft driver pay, but some analysts say the Minneapolis City Council delaying the start of their ordinance until July 1st takes some pressure off and could push the issue into a summer special session. Democrats want a roughly $1 billion bonding bill for public works projects, but there's speculation Republicans could demand more money for rural emergency medical services before helping them to pass it. And Democrats have not yet acted to put an equal rights and abortion rights constitutional amendment on the ballot. Bill Werner reporting.
Thanks, Bill. Authorities in Benton County are investigating a deadly fire Sunday afternoon in rural Sauk Rapids. A caller told the sheriff's office that an outbuilding was burning and a man was on fire. He tried unsuccessfully to save the man before calling 911. Deputies arrived and attempted to save the victim, but he died at the scene. Sauk Rapids firefighters extinguished the outbuilding in uncontrolled fires, engulfing two wood-burning stoves. The Minnesota State Fire Marshal's office is helping local investigators determine the cause. Governor Tim Walz is appointing two new associate justices today to the Minnesota Supreme Court. The governor's office says the Court of Appeals Judge Theodora Gaitis and Stearns County Judge Sarah Hennessy will succeed retiring justices G. Barry Anderson and Margaret Chudich. Gaitis says, as an associate justice, she will strive to apply the law fairly and justly for all Minnesotans. Judge Hennessy says, she will work collaboratively with her colleagues to interpret the law faithfully, uphold the Constitution, and ensure that the justice is accessible to all Minnesotans. The appointments will create a female majority on the state's high court. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura feels he deserves some credit for helping Donald Trump win the presidency 8 years ago. Ventura spoke on WCCO-TV Sunday and said, Trump came to Minnesota in 2000 to talk to him about how he won the governor's race in 1998. Ventura said the Trump campaign copied me to a T, using the former governor's blueprint to win the presidency in 2000. 16. And a coalition of cannabis businesses and advocates is urging Minnesota lawmakers to reject part of a bill that says it would implement a lottery-based licensing system. Representative Zach Stevenson of Coon Rapids says the bill passed by the House does make some changes to how cannabis business licenses are awarded. He says this has been interpreted in the press as moving from a point-based system to a lottery system or a merit-based system to a lottery system. And he'll clarify at the beginning that that's overstated. Stevenson says there is a merit-based assessment and a lottery in the proposal. Opponents sent a letter to the House and Senate leaders saying a lottery-based system would undermine the market's integrity and delay its readiness. And that is, especially with something new, wouldn't you want the businesses that have the best business plan and model before you? You give lottery out to somebody that maybe shouldn't be doing it, but who knows? That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports right after this.
Prue Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, they are now looking for a full-time office secretary. Experience with computers and QuickBooks is preferred, but they will train. This position is 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and offers full benefits. You can apply for the office secretary position by dropping off your resume, or you can pick up an application at Prue Refrigeration and Heating, located at 524 Merritt Avenue in Crookston.
Community members are invited to Riverview Health Senior Life Solutions Program open house on Wednesday, April 24th from noon to 2 p.m. at the Riverview Health Campus at 323 South Minnesota Street. Use door number 5 under the Senior Life Solutions sign. This program is designed to meet the needs of individuals typically 65 and older who are experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. To learn more about the services they provide, attend the Senior Life Solutions Program open house April 24th from noon to 2 p.m. For more information, call 218-281-9559. Now taking a look at the sports from Friday. Crookston Pirate Baseball, their game with the Dilworth Glendon Felton has been postponed May 20th. Major League Baseball, the Tigers beat the Twins 5-4. In high school softball, it was Crookston and Ada Borup West. Their game was postponed to May 17th. Pirate Girls Golf, their triangular at Minocqua was postponed. Pirate Boys and Girls Track, they competed at the East Grand Forks Indoor Meet at the UND Fritz Pollard Athletic Center. Crookston Girls finished 8th out of 14 teams, won by West Marshall. And the Pirate Boys, they finished 13th out of 13 with East Grand Forks winning the meet. On Saturday, the Twins beat Detroit 4-3. And the Timberwolves, they get a big win. They beat Phoenix 120-95. And Pirate softball, they were supposed to be at the Badger-Greenbush Middle River Tournament. That's been postponed to May 4th. Junior high, though, they played. They toughed it out. They played at the Thief River Falls Tournament. They beat the Northern Freeze 6-0, beat Thief River Falls 8-3, and then beat Clibbert-Gonvick 12-0, and they are the champions. So congratulations to the Pirate junior high softball team. Boys tennis. Crookston finished in a tie for sixth place at the Hibbing Invitational. It was won by Pine City. In college baseball, UMC picked up two nice wins. They beat Minnesota State Mankato 3-2, and then they beat Mankato in game two 8-4. And softball, Minot State beat UMC 8-1 and 6-3. On Sunday, it was Detroit beating the Twins 6-1. College baseball, Minnesota State Mankato scored 8 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning to beat UMC 8-5. In college softball, UMC has swept the University of Mary 5-4 and 3-2. And in college men's golf on Sunday, UMC finished 7th out of 9 teams at the NSIC Conference Championships. Minnesota State Mankato won the meet. And on the air today, the Pirates softball, they were supposed to be at Barnesville, but that has been postponed to April 29th. That's next Monday. High school baseball will have that on the air as the Sacred Heart Eagles travel to Red Lake Falls to take on the Red Lake County Rebels. We'll have the pregame show at 4 o'clock, first pitch at 4:30, right here on KROX. Crookston Junior High Baseball, they'll be hosting East Grand Forks at 4:30 at Simon Field for a doubleheader. The Twins, they take on the White Sox, the battle of the two cellar dwellers in the American League Central. 6:40, that gets underway. We'll join up with that after high school baseball. Boys golf, they're competing as we speak at the Crookston Invitational at Minocqua Golf Course. JV, they're at the Thief River Falls meet as we speak. And the Pirate Girls golf team, they get their first competitive round in as they're at Thief River Falls for a noon start there. That's varsity, JV, and junior high all playing there. And that is about it on the sports scene. And, yeah, that's about it. All the stories, stats, scores, pictures, and more on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That's coming up after this from our friends at Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
My name is Curtis Elson. I'm the Polk and Red Lake County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
For home and family care items, shop Hugo's Family Marketplace. This week, you'll find stock up savings on 6 mega rolls of select Quilted Northern Ultra Bath Tissues, $6.99. 6 rolls of Our Family Paper Towels, $5.99. And select Dawn Ultra Dish Liquid is $2.99. You can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
As we take a look at the local news, the Crookston High School prom takes place on Saturday. This year's prom theme is Disco in the City. Prom committee chair Linda Morgan explains this year's theme.
So we're working very hard. I have a prom committee of 17 members and been working very hard since January on some ideas and everything like that. Our theme is Disco Night in the City. So a lot of disco balls. That's been fun to put together.
And the schedule for this year's prom, the Grand March will begin at 6 p.m., which is 30 minutes earlier than it was last year. It is $5 per person to attend the Grand March, and that includes first graders on up. The prom dinner will begin at 6:45, served by Giraffe Sports Bar and Grill, where the kids will be served pasta, boneless chicken wings, and a special dessert. The dance will take place from 8 to 11 p.m. in the Crookston High School Commons, and the prom committee has hired the Undertakers as the DJ.
Yes, we met with them last week, and I kind of said, let's put some disco music in there, and just like, so we are, we're going to get, I said, let's put some disco music in between your guys' songs. So, yep, we're going to do that, so that'll be lots of fun. So you might get a few of us adult chaperones out there dancing a little bit, too.
And Morgan has said they're expecting anywhere from 140 to 160 kids to register for prom. For those that haven't signed up yet, they can visit the Crookston High School office, fill out the prom form. The cost $40 per person or $80 per couple. And if there's an out-of-town guest, they would need to fill out a separate form. Identification is required for out-of-town guests. Speaking of the school, Crookston Schools, the school board is going to meet tonight at 5 p.m. in the Crookston High School Orchestra and Choir Room. The agenda will include the approval for a leave of absence request from a fourth grade teacher at Highland Elementary School, Jane Nesbig. It will also include the approval of a resolution relating to proposed property tax abatement for the parking lot construction at the multi-use complex and reconstruction projects. It will also approve the agreement with the USI Consulting Group, earlier known as Hilde Incorporated, and the agreement with the National Insurance Service for benefits consulting for non-certified for 2024 and 25 school year. The agenda will also include the approval of summer programming for summer band and orchestra. The band or the board will also look to approve the second reading of policies as recommended by the Minnesota School Board Association. The board will also look to approve the first reading of policy 425, staff development and mentoring. The final item on the agenda will include the approval of the district calendar for 2024-25 and the approval to discontinue the girls' swimming program. The consent agenda will include the acceptance of resignations from Washington school principal and Denise Oliver, head boys basketball coach Greg Garman, assistant boys basketball coach Jason Tanquist, assistant boys basketball coach Lon Boyk, assistant boys basketball coach Austin O'Hare, Crookston High School science teacher Brett Brendan, Crookston High School paraprofessional Kathy Borkowski, Crookston social studies teacher and head girls basketball coach Darren Zimmerman. The consent agenda will also include the acceptance of grants and donations, which include a donation from the United Way in the amount of $2,500 for the summer food service program, a donation from the Crookston Youth Basketball Association in the amount of $4,000 from the Boys and Girls Varsity or for the Boys and Girls Varsity programs, a donation from Kirk and Amy Luco and the amount of $1,000 for field trips for the junior high, a donation from Kathy Barnes and the amount of $300 for field trips for the junior high as well. The final item on the consent agenda will include the approval of minutes from the March 25th meeting and the approval of bills and disbursements in the amount of $883,194.49. The Crookston City Council will meet tonight at 5:30 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. The meeting will start with a presentation from Clifton Larson Allen, LLP, informing the council members about financial updates within the city. The regular agenda will include the resolution regarding a zoning change in the city of Crookston. It will also include the resolution regarding an application with respect to the Minnesota State-Funded Technical Assistance Grant related to the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, and the resolution regarding the rejection of bids relating to the T-hanger construction and request for bids to for the taxi lane pavement and site grading work at the Crookston Municipal Airport. The final item on the agenda will be the discussion with Baker Tilley regarding the city administrator search and determine the semi-finalist. The consent agenda will include the approval of minutes from the council meeting held on April 8th. It will also include the disbursements and bills in the amount of $535,056.35. According to the Polk County Highway Department, County State Aid Highway 9, known as the KT Road, located 5.5 miles west of Crookston, will be closed to through traffic beginning Monday, April 29th. The closure will allow a contractor to remove a bridge over the Burnham Creek and install box culverts. The traffic will be detoured to State Aid Highway 16 and Trunk Highway 75. If you have questions or need more information, contact the Polk County Highway Department at 218-281-3952. The Crookston Fire Department, they were called on the 21st at 2:28 p.m. to the 100 block of Sergeant Street for a report of a fire alarm. Upon arrival, once again, it found that cooking had caused the alarm to activate. There was no danger present. They reset the alarm and cleared the scene. At 3:15 p.m., they responded to Gently Township for a report of a small grass fire. Upon arrival, it was found that the fire had spread from a fire pit. It was able to quickly contain and extinguish the fire. Once the area was deemed safe, they talked to the homeowner and then cleared the scene. At 3:15 p.m., they were also called to the intersection of 130th Street Southwest and 240th Avenue Southwest in Belgium Township for a report of a large grass fire. Upon arrival, it was found that a permitted burn had lost control. They were assisted by local responding agencies and were able to contain and extinguish the fire. Once the area was deemed safe, they cleared the scene. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of Brad Gerard Lesmeister, 51, of Ada, for fourth-degree DUI, Todd Richard Cronin, 57, of Foston, for failure to appear, Charlie Joseph Fugelberg, 23, of Fargo, for first-degree drug possession, possessing 25 grams or more of cocaine, heroin, or meth, Carl Vernell LeClaire, 42, no address listed, for fourth-degree DUI. On the obituary desk today, Thomas Hewitt of Red Lake Falls passed away on Wednesday, April 17th, surrounded by his loving family at Hillcrest Senior Living in Red Lake Falls. The massive Christian burial for Tom will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday, April 23rd at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Red Lake Falls, with Father Bob Schreiner officiating and John Brueggemann the deacon. Burial will be held at St. Dorothy Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Visitation will be held tonight at St. Joseph's Catholic Church starting at 5 p.m. with a prayer service at 7 and also for an hour prior to the service on Tuesday. Douglas Doug Bruce Bisecker, 87, of Crookston, passed away on April 16th with his loving family at his side. Doug was born March 3rd, 1937 in Harvey, North Dakota. to Arthur and Beatrice Bisecker. Doug spent the majority of his adolescence in North Dakota, where he attended Grand Forks Central High School, from where he graduated with the class of 1955. Doug met the love of his life, Donna Mae Melby, and the couple were married on February 14, 1958. And following Mark's arrival, they kept adding to the family with the births of Tammy, Terry, and Brad. Left to mourn the passing of his wife is his wife, Donna, of Crookston. Children, Mark Bisecker of Crookston, Tammy Swang of Grand Forks, Terry Quandrud of Crookston, and Brad Bisecker of Fargo. Many grandchildren and great-grandchildren as well. Sisters, Janice Erlinson of Grafton and Linda Dutt of Redmond, Washington. He was preceded in death by his parents, Arthur and Beatrice Bisecker, brothers Terry Bisecker and Arthur Dooner Bisecker, as well as many other extended family members. The memorial service honoring Doug Bisecker's life will be held at Trinity Lutheran Church on Thursday at 2 p.m. with Pastor Greg Isaacson officiating. Visitation with the family will begin at 12:30 p.m. A luncheon will be held immediately following the service before interment at Oakdale Cemetery in Crookston at 4 p.m. Memorials are preferred to the Trinity Lutheran Church TV and Radio Fund or Hospice of the Red River Valley. Marianne Reitmeyer Grove Mazurinsky, 80 of Crookston, passed away peacefully at home with her loving husband of 20 years, David, by her side in the early morning of April 18th. Marianne was born in Crookston June 3rd, 1943, to the parents Leonard and Emily Reitmeyer. Growing up, she attended Carmen Elementary School before transitioning to Crookston Central High School, where she graduated the class of 1961. Left to mourn her passing are her husband, David of Crookston, children, Ward Grove of Fargo, Kim Dalen Grove of Shelley, Kyle Arthur of Bismarck, Tyler Adam of Audubon, stepson Matthew David of Aylesbury, England, also several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Preceding Marianne in death are her grandparents, William and Annie Reitmeyer, George and Mary Drumheller, parents Leonard and Emily Reitmeyer, son Jason David Grove, brother Alan Lee Reitmeyer, as well as many other relatives. The memorial service to celebrate Marianne's life will be held on Friday, May 3rd, at Stenchel Housky Funeral Home in Crookston at 3 p.m. Visitation with family will be held 2 hours prior to the service. Eugene Willard Wagner, 93, passed away Thursday afternoon, April 18th, in his rural Fisher home with his loving family at his side. Eugene was born in Crookston, December 4th, 1930, to Martin and Ida Wagner, graduated from Fisher High School, the class of 1948. And Eugene was called to serve his country as he entered the U.S. Army December 11, 1952, and served a tour of duty in the Korean War. Following his honorable discharge on September 24, 1954, he returned to the farm. He was united in marriage to the love of his life, Gladys Ann Jerkin, in 1955. Eugene will be lovingly remembered by Gladys, his beloved wife and partner, for over 69 years, their 8 children and families. Daniel and Ellen Wagner of Sartell, Barbara and Arnold Andring of Crookston, Kenneth and Mary Wagner of Fisher, David and Kim Wagner of Bellingham, Washington, Heidi and Joseph Gubanyai of Nebraska, James Wagner of Fisher, Randall and Sarah Wagner of Fisher, and Peter and Lori Wagner. 27 grandchildren, 42 great-grandchildren, 1 great-great-grandchild, sister-in-law, Harriet Wagner of Fisher, nieces and nephews, extended family, and many friends. Eugene was preceded in death by his parents, Martin and Ida Wagner, his precious grandson, Joshua Thiem, and his brothers, sisters, and their spouses, Evelyn Wenzel, Lloyd Wagner, Irene Ross, Delbert Wagner, Florence Wenzel, Earl Wagner, Betty Lou Ratty, and Rosemary Morkin. The funeral service celebrating the life of Eugene Wagner will be held at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, April 24th at Trinity Lutheran Church in Fisher with Pastor Doug Thompson officiating. Visitation will be held at the Central Housky Funeral Home Tuesday from 5 to 6 with a 6 p.m. prayer service and a time of memory sharing. Visitation will continue for 1 hour prior to the funeral in the church. Following the luncheon, graveside service will be held at Oakdale Cemetery in Crookston, where military honors will be provided by the Minnesota National Guard Honors Team of Moorhead and the Crookston Veterans Council. And Ellen A. Hami, 68, of Crookston, passed away Thursday morning, April 18th, in her home with her loving family at her side after a long and courageous battle with the debilitating spinal disease. Ellen was born in Crookston, August 1st, 1955, the daughter of Lawrence and Oral Anderson. She began her education at the Crookston Elementary Schools, graduated with the class of 1973 from Crookston Central High School. She married Stephen Hami in Thief River Falls in 1974. Elena survived by children Sarah Hami of Crookston, Matthew of Gadsky, grandchildren Chelsea of Greeley, Colorado, Dale Dolan of East Grand Forks, Luke of Viking, brother Robert J. Anderson of Crookston, and sister Judith Anderson of Crookston. Nephews, Aaron Anderson of St. Paul, Martin Anderson of Crookston, Stephen Anderson of Cavalier, North Dakota, and Jeremy J. Amiot of Crookston, along with many cousins. Ellen is preceded in death by her parents, Lawrence and Oral Anderson, husband Stephen, and nephew Darren Amiot. And Ellen's life will be celebrated at a memorial service at Central Housky Funeral Home on Thursday, August 1st, 2024 at 2 p.m. Visitation with the family will be for an hour prior. And the flag flown over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Ralph Porter and Airman First Class Thomas Jim Noah. Ralph Porter was born in 1918 in Donaldson, enlisted in 1942, and Ralph Porter died while in the service in Alaska on this date in 1943. Jim Noah was born June 24, 1929 in Crookston. Jim enlisted in the United States Air Force February 5, 1951, serving with the Northwest Air Command at Pepperell Air Force Base, St. John's, Newfoundland. Jim was honorably discharged August 18, 1954. Thomas Jim Noah passed away April 22, 1994. That is a look at the local news. Again, full obituaries always available on our website, KROXAM.com. And click on the drop-down menu on news and go to obituaries there. As we take a look at our present conditions, we have 55 degrees, a northwest wind of 7 miles an hour. Actually, we've just ticked up to 56. We have barometric pressure at 29.57 inches right now. Again, 56 under cloudy skies. Yesterday, we had a high of 64. Yesterday, a low of 28. The average high is 57. The average low, 34. The year ago high, 34. The year ago low, 28. The record high set in 1980, 96 degrees. The record low, 17, set in 1909. The sun rose at 6:24. The sun will set at 8:26 for 14 hours and 2 minutes of daylight. Again, we have cloudy skies, 56 right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the forecast for this afternoon, a 20% chance of showers before 1, cloudy early, then becoming mostly sunny, a high near 65, wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers, mainly between midnight and 3 a.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 40, west-northwesterly winds of 10 to 15, gusting as high as 30. Tuesday, a 10% chance of showers before 7 a.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny, high near 55. It'll be breezy with wind gusts up to, once again, 30 miles an hour. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 30, north winds of 5 to 10, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Wednesday, it'll be sunny, a high near 63, south winds of 5 to 10. Thursday, it'll be partly sunny, a high near 72, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Then Thursday night, a 50% chance of showers with the lows around 50. Friday, a chance of showers, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 60 and a 60% chance of precipitation. Saturday, a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a high near 57 and a wind gust up to 30 again. And then on Sunday, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a high near 53, wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. That's a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News was brought to you in part today by Pru Refrigeration Heating, Pru Refrigeration and Heating, Polk County Veterans Affairs, Riverview Health, Hugo's Family Marketplace, Grand Cities Monument, and American Federal Bank. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow. Now we join the Red River Farm Network.